Hello and welcome back. For those of you who are new here, my name is Shola Talbert. I am a certified master trainer and coach of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP for short, and I specialize in transforming lives. We've started last week with how to use the power of our unconscious mind to succeed and how we can work with our unconscious mind to transform our lives. So let's continue with the premise that all learnings and all behaviors and all changes take place unconsciously. Okay, all behaviors. Remember the very first time you learned how to drive a car? Yeah? You had to remember consciously, okay, what do I do with my right foot? Oh, this is the accelerator. Oh, I have two hands. I have to hold on to the steering wheel. Oh, which one is the signal? Which one is the wiper? Oh, I gotta look in the mirror. I gotta see what's behind me. Oh, I gotta look to the right, to the left. I gotta see all these mirrors. Oh my God, all these things. And you had to learn them consciously first. And it was all too much. But now, what do? You just get in the car, push the button, if it's a button car, and you drive, and you don't think. Driving is automatic. Sometimes we even get to our destinations without remembering how we got there. Have you ever done that? So all behaviors that we do is also produced unconsciously. Now, I'm not saying, for example, when you move your arm, a very simple thing, yeah? I'm not saying that you don't have a conscious volition. Of course you do. But you have to relegate the behavior of moving your arms to the unconscious mind, because there are 150 muscles between the tip of your fingers to your shoulder blades. According to Jeanette Tervell, MD, she wrote a book called Myofascial Pain. Yeah? And myofascial pain and dysfunction. There are 600 muscle pairs in the body. That means over 1,200 muscles. You couldn't possibly move all 1,200 muscles consciously. That's why babies, when you look at them, they look so surprised. Have you ever seen a newborn baby? The baby sitting in their crib like this, yeah? Oh my goodness, here comes an arm. Oh, whoa, wait a minute, there is another one. Here comes another one. Oh no, what is this? And they get closer and their eyes get crossed. Yeah? Have you ever watched a newborn? They're like bewildered because they don't know what's going on. What are these things out there? Yeah, it takes a certain period of time to learn to run this mechanism, yeah, that we call the body. That's because we need to relegate all the behavior to the unconscious mind. And you have to admit it, it takes several years to learn how to drive this vehicle, yeah? And ultimately, what happens is all of our behavior needs to be relegated to the unconscious mind. All of our behavior, the way we respond to people and the way we create or don't create things, the way we interfere in the process called life. It's all behavior, and all behavior is unconscious. Now, change is also unconscious. If change was conscious, I mean, the person you're living with, if you're living with someone and had a bad habit and you didn't like it, and you would go, hey, would you please change that behavior? And they would say, yes. He or she would say, yes, I do. But does that ever happen? No, it doesn't. Did you ever try to change a habit consciously? How easy was that? And how long did it take? Yes. When change happens, it's at the unconscious level. Whoever had a situation where something changed and bang, life was never same after that. This is a very important premise. This is a very important premise for NLP, for timeline therapy, for hypnosis, and for you to know it doesn't take years to have a fulfilling life the way you want it. When change happens at the unconscious level, it happens in an instant. It's only when we effort at it consciously that it takes a long time. But when change happens at the unconscious level, then the change happens in an instant. This is especially true about letting go of past major negative emotions such as anger, sadness, fear, phobia, hurt, guilt. Yeah, this is especially true about the kind of changes we make using timeline therapy and hypnosis. It changes substantially quicker, and of course, it is man's kind destiny to do things faster and better and quicker. So remember, all learnings, behaviors, and change is unconscious, and we can change and get rid of our past unuseful behaviors and beliefs and replace them with what we want to transform and create the life we want. Thank you for giving me your time. I appreciate you. If you got value, please be sure to subscribe and come back and visit us again. We're going to move on more and more into the ways we can change, permanently change our behaviors that we don't like and change and create the life we want. If you're ready to grow personally or professionally, or you may have an interest in becoming a certified coach, I teach what I do. Or perhaps you would want one-on-one coaching. Please spend some time around the website, www.nlpsuccesscoaches.com, and then reach out to me. Please be sure to reach out to me by phone 949-522-1615, or you can email me at info@nlpsuccesscoaches.com. This is Sholeh Talbert, wishing you well. Until I see you next week.